This is a recast of the 2900-word piece, Scikit-learn, a comprehensive guide to machine learning, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
Today, we're going to talk about Scikit-learn, a powerful Python library for machine learning and data analysis. This open-source library provides a wide range of tools and algorithms that allow data scientists, machine learning engineers, and researchers to efficiently solve complex tasks in the field of machine learning.
Scikit-learn, also known as Sklearn, is particularly attractive because it offers a user-friendly interface, extensive documentation, and an active open-source community. This makes it a top choice for both beginners and experienced experts in the field of machine intelligence.
Scikit-learn was initially developed by David Cornipeau in 2007 and has been further developed by other enthusiastic developers. It is part of the CIPI ecosystem, which focuses on scientific computing and machine learning. Over the years, Scikit-learn has undergone impressive development and has become one of the leading machine learning libraries in Python.
The development of Scikit-learn has been driven by the growing demand for simple and efficient tools for machine learning. Over time, the library has developed an impressive collection of algorithms and functions that allow users to create models for classification, regression, clustering, dimensional reduction, and more.
One key factor in the success of Scikit-learn is the active involvement of the open source community. Many developers and data scientists around the world have contributed to improving and expanding the library, leading to regular updates and new features.
Now, let's take a closer look at the key features of Scikit-learn. One of its main features is an extensive library of machine learning algorithms. Scikit-learn offers a wide collection of proven algorithms, ranging from simple linear regressions to complex neural networks. This variety allows data scientists to select and implement the best algorithm for their specific task.
Another strength of Scikit-learn is its user-friendly interface. The library was designed to make the application of machine learning as easy as possible. With a clear and consistent API, users can quickly create, train, and evaluate models without getting caught up in complicated details.
Scikit-learn also provides robust preprocessing tools. The quality of data is crucial to the success of a machine learning model, and Scikit-learn offers a wide range of preprocessing tools that enable users to clean, transform, and normalize data. These include features such as handling missing values, scaling features, and encoding categorical variables.
Additionally, Scikit-learn seamlessly integrates with other Python libraries such as NumPy, Pandas, and Matplotlib. This allows users to efficiently process and visualize their data and create models without having to switch between different environments.
These key features make Scikit-learn an excellent choice for anyone looking to dive into the world of machine learning, regardless of their experience level. In the next sections, we'll explore how to install Scikit-learn and how to get started with this powerful library.
To install Scikit-learn, there are a few requirements you need to meet. First, make sure you have Python installed on your system, preferably version 3.6 or higher. You'll also need to have NumPy and CIPI installed, which you can typically do using the Python Package Manager pip.
Once you've confirmed that you meet the requirements, you can proceed with the installation process. Open your command line or terminal and enter the following command to install Scikit-learn.
This command will invoke the Python Package Manager pip and download the latest version of Scikit-learn from the Python Package Index, PyPI, and install it on your system. After the installation is complete, you can check if Scikit-learn was installed correctly by running the following commands in your Python environment.
Now that you have successfully installed Scikit-learn, you're ready to start creating and training machine learning models. In the next sections, we'll cover how to load data into Scikit-learn and take your first steps with this powerful library.
After installing Scikit-learn, the next step is to import it into your Python script or Jupyter notebooks. This is typically done with a simple import command.
Once you've imported Scikit-learn, you can access all its functions and classes to create and train machine learning models. One crucial step in working with machine learning is loading data. Scikit-learn provides a selection of built-in datasets that you can use for practice purposes.
For example, you can load the Iris dataset, which is commonly used in the machine learning community, by using the following code.
In this example, we loaded the Iris dataset and created the feature matrix X and the target variable A. These data can now be used to create a machine learning model.
Another important aspect of working with data is preprocessing. Scikit-learn offers a variety of tools for data preprocessing, including handling missing values, scaling features, and encoding categorical variables. The exact preprocessing steps depend on your specific dataset and machine learning task.
Once you've imported Scikit-learn, loaded your data, and performed the necessary preprocessing steps, you're ready to create your first machine learning model. In the next sections, we'll cover model building, training, and evaluation.